Angie?
Hey, Angie. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, yeah, I was looking into getting you a line of credit with us, right?
Uh-huh.
So, we could do it depending on if you qualify for the program, and we're just going to have to get an application from you and get that submitted. Depending on your credit, I know you said it wasn't that the best, we can get you a line of credit and a termed loan, or just a termed loan.
Okay, so what's a line of credit?
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is we can get you a termed loan, which is just a basic loan that you're used to with a fixed payment, like say for like $10,000 or $20,000. And depending on if you're qualified credit-wise, we can also throw on a line of credit on top of that loan.
Okay. But I don't really want another termed loan, though, because, you know, once I get that money, now I'm paying interest on it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Well,
yeah, yeah. Have you had experience with working capital in the past here?
Yeah, and like I said, I have an SBA loan, which is fine. I just need that line of credit for when money isn't readily available, you know, for the temporary. I don't need another loan.
Exactly. You need something to where you can keep it in your back pocket, and if, you know.
Like, use it, pay it back. But a termed loan means I'm getting a chunk of money I'm paying interest on.
Exactly. That's not really... You're looking for something, you know, just more of a safety net?
A line of credit, mm-hmm. Yes, which is a kind of a bridge between our events.
I got you. Well, you know, we can't really, you know, give out lines of credit. They're more like a cherry on top thing for a loan with us. We don't typically give out just a line of credit just because we're a non-depository bank, and to really get a line of credit, you need to have, you know, funds with the bank. So that's why people traditionally get them through the bank that they bank with typically.
So what is your loan? What are the terms on that, roughly?
They're working capital loans, so they range anywhere from, you know, for first-time customers with, you know, average credit, about 3 months to about 24 months, 18 months. So they're very short term, very, you know, specific needs. You know, it's not something you kind of take out and, you know, wait on something to come up or use as, you know, what your use of the funds are. From what you're telling me, a working capital loan is not really what you're looking for. Specific project. That's more what it working. You know, you have an idea, you have a goal, and you need this amount of money, and, you know, this is your return on investment. That's not really what you're doing here.
No.
Best we could offer you at this time, I'd say, is, you know, you can apply with us and get a working capital loan offer, and those are good for 90 days. So, you know, theoretically, and they fund in about 2 days. Two and a half, three days.
What is the terms? Like, I get that it's 3 months. What's roughly the interest rate? And how are you collecting it? Monthly or?
That's, you know, all dependent on the underwriting and what you qualify for. You know, we offer everything from daily payments with Monday through Friday, all the way to once a month payments. But, you know, to be totally honest with you, Angie, the monthly payments, you got to have pretty good credit for. Daily and weekly payments are more, you know.
Okay. I don't know if you recall that we discussed this, and I said that those don't work for me at all, because we're not that kind of a business. We aren't a company that has the daily transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think your product is right for what I need right now. So.
Yeah, no. What we do typically for, you know, someone doesn't qualify for monthly that needs a monthly payment is, you know, I just have them prepay basically at the beginning of the month. So then, you know, on paper, it's a weekly payment, but if you're paying up front for the whole month, it allows, from a cash flow perspective, to operate as a monthly payment, you understand? So we can get around that. It's more like you just...
what's the rate, though? What is the rate? Because I would be doing this just to get a line of credit, and I don't know.
What I'm getting at here is the best thing we could probably do for you is get
hello?
You. Hello?
I'm sorry. You're on my car phone. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, every once in a while the
Bluetooth goes in and out. Yeah. No, what I would suggest for, you know, your specific needs, which are basically you don't have a specific need, you want something in the back pocket, like a line of credit, the best that we could do there is get you an approval for a termed loan for, say, you know, the $30,000 or whatever you want, and that's on the table for 90 days, so you don't have to take it. And you can kind of just wait for something to come up. If something does come up, you turn around, you give us a call, you say, Pete, I need those documents, I want to fund my loan, and we get the money to you in 2 days. So that's kind of the alternative to the line of credit. That's really the best we can do here for you, is basically put something on the table for you. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to use it. You have 90 days with an open approval. If sometime in the middle of November or end of November you decide that you need it, you give us a call and we get the money in your account in 2 days.
And so what's
the interest rate? It's gonna vary depending on your bank statements and you know what the underwriting team does, and the credit of both the business and your personal. I can't really give you a number, you know, just because they're all over the place. I've seen them for, you know, cents on the dollar all the way up to, you know, like 30%. So it really, I can't really give you a number here. But the good thing is it only takes about a day and a half to get you some numbers. So that's what I said. If you apply, we can get you an approval that's going to stay open for 90 days, and at least you'll know what your options are. You don't want to take it, you don't want to take it. It's no problem.
Yeah, but it's still a credit pull, and that's a thing that I have an issue with, too. So, you know, I'm trying to be very careful on my credit. Let me give you my email, and I will think about it, okay?
Perfect.
It's Angie, A-N-G-I-E, at Snaps, S-N-A-P-S, Films, F-I-L-M-S, .com.
SnapsFills.com.
Snaps, S-N-A-P-S, Film, like, because we make films, F-I-L-M-S.
Oh, F-I-L-M-S, I got you.
.com. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I was on your website. You do portraits and, you know, what kind of films do you do? You just short films? You just production?
Yeah, we don't really do independent films anymore because there's no money in that. Those are more for enjoyment. We do weddings. We shoot a lot of dance, like all these dance recitals, and we shoot all their portraits, you know, for these dance schools. We do about 21 dance studios. We shoot about 40 to 75 dance shows a year, do graduations, do weddings. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I understand what the business model is now a little bit more. All right, Angie, I'll touch base with you in a little bit. I'll shoot that email out in about 5 minutes, and I'll give you a call next week, see what you think.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you
Take
very
care.
Much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.